Shalom.
Shalom has many meanings. One of them is keep quiet. Right. Okay. So it's almost finished. Hooray! No. After honestly say this has been the, from in my point of view, the best one we've done. Yeah. I think. No thanks to you lot, of course. No, I've been sort of analysing it, thinking why do I actually think that it's the best one? Because we've, Monica and I have been, you know, doing this for over 6 years now. There's been 15 of them of various descriptions, plus the odd single day conferences. But this is the one where I think of three reasons why I think it sort of ranks up there. One is I think it's the first time, certainly in our annual conferences, that the theme has developed and it's been consistent, and that all the different teachers seem to bring messages that sort of meshed with everyone else's message, and all sort of summarised with Peter last night, where he simply said, you know, his thunder was stolen by previous speakers. Well, it wasn't really, because obviously God orchestrated the whole thing. So for me, you know, I think that we've really got a good message out of this one, and it may be one that we need to actually mull over in the coming days. And those of you who are subscribers to the website will actually notice in a couple of weeks that the audios will go up for subscribers only. So I'll try to emphasise that word. More about that in a minute. Okay, so number two, I think for the first time we actually had like a proper, we had a worship team with seven individuals, or worship leaders, let's say, and what was interesting about them is that only two of them were sort of musicians. Because normally, you know, everyone says worship leaders are someone who can sort of strum a guitar, and that's the only qualification they need. I would suggest that's probably the last qualification they need. The main qualification they need is to discern what God is saying, and, you know, an attachment to the Spirit and what the Spirit is saying. And so I think that the seven that we used all fitted into that category very well. And what we found is that each evening was given to a different worship leader, and you can just sort of see that the themes every day. So we started off, surprisingly actually, on the first one with sort of a celebration. Everyone came, we thought they'd all be exhausted and going to bed at 8 o'clock. Suddenly all prancing around dancing. So we thought, that's an interesting one for the beginning of a conference. What's going to happen towards the end? So I think celebration was the first one. The second was we had healing on the second night. I can't remember who did that. healing on the second night. We had confessions on the third night. And last night, we sort of started off with, you know, the outreach, and we saw, you know, we had the testimonies from the outreach. So it's good for us to do that. And it's the first time we've done it in that way. So I think for me that's another success. The third thing is it's the first conference where we'd had like a proper team, like an extensive team around us, and in particular to have a core group, because the core group was only sort of sworn in last September. So we actually, for the first time, you know, I was able to meet up with a few people after breakfast and discuss certain things. And I have to say, it's been so fantastic for me and Monica not to have to worry about all the, you know, the pastoral issues behind the scenes, and the need for prayer and counselling. And I've got to say, you know, these two and those two really stepped up to the plate. The De Silvers and the Andrews. I mean, you don't know what they've been doing behind the scenes in the quiet, and it's been fantastic. And all I can think of is that in past conferences, anyone with a problem probably came with a problem and left with a problem, because there was no one to deal with them. But this time I felt that there was just a lot of positive stuff going on that no one actually saw. So thank you, Mr. David Andrew, and you two, and you there. Right. Heckling me from the front row. Yeah. So it was great. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I'll probably crash down as I usually do after a conference and go into some no man's land for a couple of days before I absorb everything that's happened. I've got notes. What was I going to say? Okay, I think it's good to be transparent about certain things. It doesn't always happen in ministries where things happen and no one knows why they've happened, and only a sort of a secret few actually, you know, gets an idea of why someone suddenly left a ministry or why this has happened or that's happened. But to cut a long story short, you know, finances are difficult. They always have been. But just to give you, to be in a transparent way, according, you know, for this actual conference, the actual cost of the conference for us was £6,000. That £6,000 was to pay for our coach, which was £1,700, just to take us here and take us back. And we do give a lot of free rooms for people. Some people get rooms, sort of cost price, etc. Now, all that has to be paid for out of the other 60 people-ish who come. So each payment that you've made, the sums that are involved mean that the excess for every sort of payment you make is about £80 to £100. Well, if you multiply that by 60 people, you don't get the amount that we've paid out. So that's all down to my lack of accountancy skills. So that my first request is anyone there who knows how to add up that can help with the next one. We always have appeals for people. I mean, you've probably discovered this with conferences, that we try to develop people's skills, and we allow people to, you know, if they've got something to offer, like in the group or in any other ways, that they, yeah, they're allowed to, and that's what the show and tell is all about. But behind the scenes, we do have many needs, and you know, it's just occurred to me, and we have this perennial need with Sword magazine, because as those of you who are Sword subscribers will know, that how many weeks late are we? About 3 months or something. About 10, 8. So those who are subscribers would have just received the January February issue last week, and of course the March April issue, you know, should have been out by now, or more or less, and we haven't even got started on that. And in February, where are we now? We're March, right? We're in March now, so it's not for lack of will or even lack of ability. It's just the way things are in terms of the time to do it. And you know, David is stretched so many different ways, and traditionally he's done it himself. And then I come along, and he thinks I'm the answer to his dreams, and it turns out that I'm not. that I have my own pressures. But again, we have the will to do it, and we probably could do it if we had the time. But so, you know, it's just that we just need help just to keep the thing going, and it's just project management, basically, isn't it? Just so that's just the thought, you know, any of you, just to think about that. Any accountants out there to help with the finances of the conference? Marketing. I don't know how many of you are on social media, but it would be great if you go back and mention on your Facebook page about this conference. It would be good if maybe a few pictures. You know, some of you might have taken pictures or videos. It's just, we just need to get it out there. And you know, it's an interesting ministry because we haven't actually grown. You know, you think from what we offer that this should be going up exponentially, but it isn't. We've never been fully booked. Even this time, we were almost fully booked, but some people sort of didn't come at the last minute. And it's just weird. We ended up with about 80 people. When we were at Quinta, we always had 109 every time. You know, and I think it could be a God thing. I think what we offer can only work with a smaller number. If we had a larger number, we wouldn't fit in a place like this. And I think the dynamics here is just right for us. Yeah, although it may seem a bit cramped, it's really useful to have you know, that room at the end for people to do crafts and people to have armchairs. I mean, how many conferences do you go to where you can actually lie on the sofa and fall asleep rather than sitting on your chair and falling asleep? So the only problem is that some of us might need earplugs for the snoring that's going on in the back there. And, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was talking about you, yeah. No, I didn't notice that. So in terms of conferences, we've got one in, well, I think we've got one in October. I haven't actually double-checked. I think Linda's going to check that I've actually booked one. October the 15th to the 19th this year in Devon, in Sidholm, which is the sister hotel to this one. My thinking is, perhaps we all discuss it, but because some people may want to go to like this one and that one, it is a lot if you are working to actually take two weeks off in a year. So the one in October, thinking is to cut it into two. We have the first half between Monday and Wednesday, which would... Well, I think the subject, if I did a subject, it would be an introduction to the Hebraic understanding, you know, the Hebraic mindset. So Monday to Wednesday would be the milk, and Wednesday to Friday would be the meat. So you could come along and get the whole story. You can follow right through from the easy stuff to the hard stuff. Or we can find, you know, we can invite people from the outside who can maybe just afford to have just two or three days off work and just tell them to come to the first half where they'll get the introduction. Or some of you may just want the heavy stuff and you can just come for the second half. I don't know if that's going to work financially or in any other way, because it sort of loses the continuity that we have here. We couldn't have as much, say, teaching slots because there will be this sort of Wednesday changeover period. So it's just a thought, you know, perhaps you can discuss it later or have some feedback about that before we decide on the program. So that's this year. We're not doing any more weekend ones. They're just, you know, too difficult to organise. The next one here has been provisionally booked at Easter, just before Easter next year. Again, it's only in pencil, and it's probably quite an open secret to know that this place is up for sale. I don't know if you know that. So this time next year, it won't be Christian Guild anymore. So we have to worry if it goes into the hands of a non-Christian group, which means, you know, if we come along, we might need a few exorcists to come along and cleanse the place before we get here. because if they can't make it work financially with Christians, you know, who knows what groups they'll bring in to bring, you know, spiritualists, you know, mediums and clairvoyants. I don't know. I mean, I'm only guessing here. But they did say that they've got potential buyers, secular and Christian. So maybe we should pray that they do get the right buyer, you know, and it's stayed within. Because, you know, I feel at home here personally, and I think probably most of you do. I've got an amen, yeah. But if not, the Lord will provide another place, you know, so don't worry about that. So at the moment, it will be probably mid-April next year. Okay, so, right, what else? Yeah, just going back to, yeah, so I told you the financial situation. It is, you know, it is difficult. We haven't actually even covered our costs here, so bear that in mind a little bit later on or any time or even when you go home. But, you know, we live on faith here, and obviously my faith wasn't sufficient enough to actually cover the costs of doing a conference. The whole point of it is... that, you know, it should be a way of providing an income as well. But the thing is, at the end of the day, it's the Lord who supplies our money. And I would just suggest, well, as a matter of fact, that there's five people here, I won't mention your names, but without whom Monica and I wouldn't have actually got through the last few months. So, you know, the Lord obviously has worked through those people to bless us. But if those people hadn't been around, then the Lord would have found another way. And, you know, we've got our boilers packed up, you know, and it's been slowly poisoning us with carbon monoxide for the last month during the cold snap. So we've got to buy a boiler. And again, the Lord will supply. But it just shows, you know, when you're living on faith, it can be a bumpy ride. And And I share this with the core group, because David and Agnes are the same, and the De Silvers, and probably many of you. And to be quite honest, I'll give you a testimony of what happened to me and Monica about a month or two ago. We were speaking at a conference. It was a Prayer for Israel conference. I won't say where, about a month ago. They invited me. I was the principal speaker. So we drove all, it was a long way. It was a like four hour journey. So we got there. I spoke three times for 2.5 hours altogether. We had to stay at a hotel overnight. They didn't give us lunch, so we had to buy our own lunch. And at the end said, "Oh, we really appreciate you for what you've done. Here's a check for £70." And we've all lived. I mean, I know David's got testimonies as well. I'm sure Jose has as well. That's what we live with, and we don't all have Ginny's faith. I wish I had Ginny's faith, because everything seems to follow you around. It's fantastic. So, and I remember the last time you had great testimonies, and you're able to go abroad. It's fantastic. It's either we need more money or more faith, and probably both. It's probably both. Probably faith, really. Okay. In terms of what we get up to, then, okay, because I've always felt that it's just not enough just to have conferences, and we keep pushing other things, and some things work, some things don't work immediately. But one thing that has worked in a small way, which could be a big way, is our Bible school. So stick your hands up, those my Bible school people. There's a few. Right. So we're using this technology called Zoom, and it is so easy for any of you just to go to a Bible school in your bathroom, in your kitchen. Honestly, when we get things going and we put all the video feeds up on the computer screen, I can see people in their kitchens, in their, you know, all sorts of. Well, we yeah, hold on. We those of you who were with me a few weeks ago, it did actually happen. is that at the end, when I was finished speaking and we turned all the microphones on, someone flushed the toilet. I got it on tape. Honestly, no, really, we don't know who it was. I blame someone. I can't remember who I blamed, but we had a good laugh. So that was a sort of a statement as to the quality of the content, no doubt. But seriously, so we've done actually two courses so far, and I'm going to start another one in April, May for a six-week course. So it's free of charge as long as you are a subscriber. I keep mentioning this word, and the reason why is because it's back to the finances again, but it's also government legislation, is that we can't carry on sending out our emails unless people give us permission to do so from the end of May. And we have about 1,000 people on our list. So we're suggesting to them that each of them register with the website, and if they register, then they'll continue to get them. But out of 1,000 people, only 50 people have registered so far, and only 21 of them has registered in any financial sense. So all we're saying is £5 a month will keep us going, because we actually have to spend £1,000 a month just for the ministry. I don't even know where it comes from. You know, no idea. I mean, Christine's coming to our house next week, and one of her jobs is to analyse my accounts and figure out where the money's coming from and where it's going to. So, don't know where she is. She's here somewhere. Oh, there you are. And the dogs, yeah. Yeah, it's very easy. You go to the website, you press a button. That's it. Saltshakers.com. There's a big button at the top right, and it leads you through a process. And to subscribe doesn't necessarily cost money, you know. Yeah, it's in the pack. See, yeah, see, so you don't. You're not all reading the pack, are you? You've got to read the pack. Why do you think? if we had 200 subscribers, then they'll actually pay for the ministry. So it's not actually asking for much. We've got 21 so far. And if you're a subscriber, you will get every audio of every conference we've ever done. For a short time, you will get free sword articles, online that you can search through, etc. You'll be able to come to the Bible school, which is going to develop more. It won't be just me, because I understand we're going to have two more teachers coming in autumn. Professor Searle. And yay. And Dr. Luckcraft in the back. Rabbi Paul. Rabbi Shaul back there. and more. And this technology is free of charge for you to stick on your computer, and it's really easy to use. Looking at the people who are actually logged in, none of them are technical wizards, are you? And you've all managed to get into it, even Christine. So, but I think her, I think her dogs might have helped. So it is easy to use, but it's a really fantastic way of building up a community as well as the teaching. When I finish, I leave it on, and I go down to have something to eat. An hour later, I come back, and they're still there talking. So you see all the people on the screen. It's like blankety blank. And they're just chatting away. And someone here who actually left yesterday has come to the conference as a result of that. And that was Nigel. Remember Nigel with the wooden spoons? Yeah. Well, and the axe. Yeah. He came as a result of coming to the Bible study. So, and he's really appreciated. I think Barry was giving him a lot of information about it, and he came along. He booked very late. But, where's Lynn? Yeah. Well, we thought even for what Lynn does with her storytelling, we can very easily set her up in the same environment where the people who she's been working with here. Or mentoring, or whatever she's doing, I don't know. It can continue after the conference, and you can have a little screen with maybe a half a dozen of them, and they can be critiquing each other, and they can be taking turns doing storytelling. I mean, it's great, and it's all free to do, if you're a subscriber. So there's plenty more. We're going to have the Ask the Teacher facility. There's a few questions. It's your last chance to put a question up. So we've got a few up there on the board. I haven't seen them. Anything other than end times would be great. Yeah, I'll refuse it. Well, I'll leave that with you, I think. Right. Okay. Well, there's obviously God's in charge. We might moan about money, but God will find a way to support his ministry. As long as we're just doing what God's calling us to do, which I think we are. So, this is Bible school. All right, what's time? What? All right. Oh, you. You wanted to, I can't remember what it was, but you wanted to say something. Oh, the other thing, before you do, because then I can hand over to you. We have the hollers over there. See the plaited loaves? It's part of our tradition at the end from now onwards. It's a sort of a gesture of fellowship. At any time, just here we go. Look, having it lifted up. So this is not a big holy thing. It's not communion or anything. It's just sharing bread together. So at any time between now and you, when you go, just go up there and share it with people. And it's just a gesture at the end of the conference. It's one new man, Jew, Gentile, man, woman. All reconciliation, man and dog, woman and dog. Right. Anyway, I'll hand over to Christine.
Oh dear, come here. Well, thank you everybody for being so accommodating with the two canine members of the team. They've enjoyed themselves, and I know a number of people have enjoyed making a fuss of them, and I'm sure their blood pressure has come down as a result. Now, we've all made new friends, I'm sure, here. And that's been very, very precious. And I would say that's even more precious for those of us who live on our own, who don't have another significant adult living in this house with us. And many of us will find it difficult going back home. But something that we can organise between ourselves that would help, I think. I've spoken to a few people about it. I've had this on my heart for a while, But talking to people yesterday and today, God's confirmed that yes, let's get it started. Those of you who live alone, if you would like to be able to keep in touch with others of us who are in the same boat, we're not a victim group, but we understand a lot of the issues that other folk don't face. And if we can keep in touch possibly by a WhatsApp group or an email group or by phone, because I know some people aren't so confident with IT, but if we can keep in touch and encourage one another, that would be wonderful. So if you would like to be involved in that, do please come and see me before you go home, and we'll get your contact details and we'll get it organised very soon. Thanks.
Okay. I think the next thing will be the dance, I think. Do you want to go and get ready? The dance? Yeah. In the meantime, is there any questions about foundations, salt shakers, anything? No questions?